Town meeting day is coming up soon in Vermont, and it will mean changes for the Burlington City Council. During the January 6th Burlington Progressive Caucus, candidates were chosen to run in the four ward races. For 19 years, incumbent Jane Nodell has been the Central District's Progressive City Councilor. But at the caucus, party members opted to instead endorse Perry Freeman on an 85-55 vote. Freeman tells WAMC's North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley her grassroots environmental and labor rights organizing would cross over to work on the city council.
I want to bring a sense of urgency to act on climate policy right here locally. And beyond that, you know, I just really have some concerns about how the city is managing its public space and city assets. We need fair development that benefits everyday residents and not just a handful of developers. And so I'm very opposed to the privatization as well of city departments and public utilities. And I think this is really where the rubber meets the road because, you know, as a community, we need to support working people and working families. You know, as a city, when we're damaging the environment or making bad deals with developers or selling off city assets or doing nothing to really truly regulate an out-of-control rental market, that's just not sustainable for the majority of residents who live and work here every day. And so, you know, just have been really wanting to use that lens and the grassroots organizing that I've been doing and the community work to bring those values and those priorities to the council and to local policy.
Perry Freeman, Mayor Weinberger will always tout how much progress that the city has made environmentally. I take it you disagree on those lines somewhat?
Well, I wouldn't say exactly disagree. I think we have come really far. We have made a fair step in the right direction. We have this McNeil plant that's 100% renewable. It's not exactly 100% clean and carbon free. And I think that's where we can continue to really improve. And what's really, I think, areas of improvement as well is in the heating and transportation sectors. And so that's where we can see opportunities to weatherize homes and to reclaim some of those inefficiencies at the McNeil plant to heat the downtown, for example. And beyond that, really just revolutionizing our transportation sector and having safer streets in general where we have better walk and bike infrastructure. But we really have continue to push for an urgency to really become completely carbon-free and clean in our energy and our transportation. And beyond that, just, you know, really having a conversation around the economy in general and pollution and waste and how we can cut down on solid waste and on waste into the lake. I think we have absolutely made steps in the right direction, and I'm just really excited to continue that work.
Perry, you also said that you are concerned about how the city is handling its public assets and potential privatization of those assets. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks are thinking about the City Place project and the DID considerations. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're targeting, or is it broader than that?
Yeah, I think those are really great examples, actually. I think, you know, the Downtown Improvement District, the proposal to turn it into a 501c6, which would ultimately, you know, make it nonprofit and a privately managed entity, was a red flag for me because I appreciate the fact that it is being publicly managed at this point. And also, those are five public livable wage unionized jobs through the way that that's currently configured, as well as City Place. The city could have, I think, leveraged so much more with that developer and with that project to make sure that we have better affordable housing units, that the project was really going to benefit everyday residents and be accessible to everyday residents. Those are absolutely two projects that I think really indicate what I was getting at when I meant fair development and privatizing city departments and assets.
You also mentioned in the release that you sent out announcing your run that there's been an absence of visionary thinking on the council. How would you bring visionary thinking to the council?
You know, when a lot of these projects or policies are coming up and resolutions are coming under review, you know, when I've sat in at a lot of those meetings, the thinking seems to be very here and now, but not necessarily long-term. What is this going to look like in 5 years and 10 years and 50 years? And so, especially when we're making adjustments to infrastructure or redeveloping very large sectors of the downtown core in our economy. That's what I mean in terms of visionary thinking, is not just reacting to here and now and what can work just today, but what's going to make sense in 10 or 15 years or 50 years even.
Burlington Central District Progressive candidate Perry Freeman faces independent incumbent Jane Nodell and Democrat Jared Carter in the town meeting day vote March 5th. Interviews with other city council candidates are at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.